Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm on a cell phone, which is timing out, but I had a final step for a payment, and it is not going through. And the caption at the top is best.lifestylegrowthtoday.com. And I don't understand why this is not being accepted. It's for a iPad Pro. And, you know, I put in all the information, and it doesn't seem to be going through.
Okay, I can take a look and see if we have anything in the system for you. May I have your zip code, please?
87111.
Okay. Your first and last name?
My first name is Richard. My last name is Franzen, F-R-A-N-Z-E-N.
Okay.
And you're offering a wonderful little device, iPad Pro, with the Magic Keyboard, and mine's about 5 years old, so I need to upgrade mine.
Okay, sir. So I'm not seeing anything in the system for you. When it comes to them not accepting the payment method, it's really nothing that we can really do when it comes to that. And you just have to make sure that you're reading the terms and conditions when it comes to what you're being billed for as well. Because there are things that come with accepting that that product. You're entering for a chance to win the product. So just make
sure
that you're
looking.
What I'm saying is when it comes to the iPad Pro,
yes,
you're entering for a chance to win that product.
Well, you know, it came back with a compact, with the, just said the final step, and then it's counting down, and I've got 3 minutes left until this goes to someplace in the sky and tells me to go to someplace else. And I'm just trying to make sure that I get in on the drawing or whatever it is that's going on, but I don't see my name listed on the people that are being considered down here.
Yes, sir. So that's why I said you would really have to read it. But if it's not accepting your payment, then it's nothing we can really do about that, because we don't take the payments over the phone. They're strictly made online, because terms and conditions come with those payments.
Well, it does say, you know, submitting my information. I click the submit the order again, and it comes back, and it's got all those, my credit card number and a date and a year and the code on the back all checked with a green arrow. And so it looks like the order is complete, and so I'm not sure what's – is there any way you can check and see if it's come through?
And what was the first and last name again?
Richard Franzen, F-R-A-N-Z-E-N. And the way I got your phone number, it's down, it says customer service, and it gives this number that I dialed, and it's under the caption of 2022 Feast Treat, T-R-E-A-T, dash all rights reserved. And so, you know, they're offering to give an iPad Pro with a Magic Keyboard, and I'd very much like to have that, but looks like I'm having some problems, and I don't understand why. It says I only got 10 seconds left.
Okay, yes, sir. So I'm not showing anything on our end, and that's what I was stating. I did look it up again, but that's what I was stating. We really don't have control. We really don't have control over the website. If the payment isn't going through, there's really nothing we can do.
Well, I don't understand why the payment wouldn't go through. Because
and I wouldn't either. I wouldn't know either.
Who can I contact at wherever the company is that's sponsoring this? It says,
you're speaking to the customer service support system for that company. We're third-party customer support, but we service a variety of companies. But that you're speaking to the customer support for that. But when it comes to, when I look up the information, when it comes to anything dealing with online, it has to be done. If it's not accepting it online, it's just nothing that we can do.
But I don't understand why it's not accepting it. That's the whole point.
And we wouldn't know either.
Would you have the company call me?
They're not going to do a callback for that, sir. The only time they call back is if you're in our system. And you're not in our system, so they wouldn't do a callback for that.
Well, I don't understand why. I went to the website that they put on their announcement, and I still have the picture of the iPad Pro with the Magic Keyboard and all that kind of stuff on here. It's got a list of winners, and it has your name or your number at the bottom of that whole list. 2022 Feast Treat. All rights reserved. And I tried to contact you to follow up, and so I'm feeling very disappointed that we can't figure out what's going on.
And I definitely understand, but there's nothing that we can do.
Can I talk to your customer service manager, please?
Well, this is customer support, and we all follow the same protocol in this office, so I wouldn't have anyone that you can speak to. If something could be done when it comes to the account or anything like that, I have the authority to do it, sir. But we don't assist when we don't have anything to look at in the system for you. By that payment not going through, let me just explain. By that payment not going through, we have nothing in the system for you. Nothing at all.
I never received anything that said the payment didn't go through. It said complete order, and I put all the information in and clicked on complete order, and it said submitting information, and, when it didn't do anything, it says, it came back with pickup card-SF, whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
So you're saying that your payment did go through? I thought you were saying you were having an issue
through with
the payment.
Well, it gets a message that comes back. It says pickup card-SF. I don't know what that means. It's on a little window, and it's got a X at the top of the window, which means you can close it by pushing the X. But it implies that something was done, and I don't understand what pickup card-SF means. Could you run this up the flagpole to your management? This is the second time this happened, and I decided to follow through and find out why this is going on, because, I feel like I've been offered a new iPhone, which I would dearly like to have, and this is the second time I've been defeated, so to speak, and I'm not happy about it. So if you would let me either talk to your manager or have them call me back, I would appreciate that. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Would you please do that?
I can pass information along, sir, but I cannot guarantee that, you'll get a call back if you're not in our system. That's the information
well,
that I have to give you.
Do you have my phone number?
Yes, sir. 505-296-6700.
No, that's not right. That's a general number. My phone number is 505-900-4004. And I'm giving you my cell number so that they can get back to me directly.
Okay, so when you give me that phone number, sir, I do show something right here.
What's it showing?
So what it's showing is that those two payments, the two attempts that you tried to make, it's showing that they declined.
Really?
They were charging you the $49.97. See, this is what I was explaining when I said you have to read the terms and conditions. By enrolling in a chance to win one of those products, it enrolls you in something called the Feast Treat. And that's a meal app plan. And it's basically an app to help cut sugar and carb cravings, and it has recipe guides on it. That's a monthly subscription of $49.97. They're offering you to pay the entry fee for a chance to win. By entering for a chance to win, it enrolls you in a meal app plan as well. But when they attempted to charge the $49.97, that it didn't go through.
Well, that's interesting. Because I've had that card for a long time, and it's never failed before. Well,
so, I'm seeing
company.
Declines. I'm seeing two declines on it where you attempted it twice.
Okay. I will try to follow. What's the date on your record that I could have my card company follow up on? Is it today's date?
Yeah, showing that this happened today.
Okay. Thank you very much. You've been very kind, and I don't mean to be difficult, but I was really hoping to get one of these systems, and I'm disappointed it's not going through. So I'll go back through my company and find out why it didn't go through. Thank you.
Okay, sir. You're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.